Welcome to the Embodiment Conference. My name is. Oh, it's just not going to work at all. Oh, never accept a dare from Mark Walsh. Welcome to the Embodiment Conference. My name is Leslie Kaminoff, and you may know me as the co-author of the international bestseller, Yoga Anatomy. But I'm also the co-founder of YogaAnatomy.net. Now that's a platform we built 11 years ago, where we offer online courses and in-depth anatomy modules that support teachers, teacher trainings, and students all over the world. So that's why we are thrilled to be sponsoring all the incredible sessions here on the Yoga Channel, including my own. And if you feel a connection with the way I teach, I have some great news for you. We are extending scholarships to all members of the Embodiment Conference. And you can find that scholarship info and links to yogaanatomy.net in the description for this presentation and in the show notes. In the meantime, enjoy your body, enjoy your breath, and enjoy your conference. And I'll see you online.
Welcome everyone who's here. I'm myself in Portugal at the moment. I'm teaching a retreat here, and it's great. So I'm in the middle of that. And I'm really grateful that that you take out the time to tune in to this session and to me. And I'm really hoping that I can give you some helpful tools and techniques to feel life more than to think about life. I think that's basically what the Embodiment Conference also points to. So I'm here in the Yoga Channel. So I was figuring that what would be helpful to talk about for a moment is how do you use your yoga practice in these days to feel, to come back to a state of balance, because I think that right now with everything that's going on, and there's a lot going on, what is really useful to learn is to figure out where am I at the moment? Where am I in my nervous system? And once you know where you are, then you can also do something to bring you to another place if that needs to happen. And I think for a lot of us that needs to happen. I think all of us at the moment are should be slowing down and come out of our head, let into our body and experience life from a body perspective. And so I'd like to talk about three zones of the nervous system. The first zone I would like to talk about is the green zone. So this work comes a little bit from Stephen Porges, who also presents on this conference, I think. So the green zone has everything to do with connection and feeling calm and experiencing joy and being able to be curious about yourself and life and the rest and digest. So we can call this our social connection system. And the green zone I give to it so that it's easy to remember. So this is where we kind of want to hang out, but we move between and we're not always there. Then we have the red zone, and the red zone is our sympathetic nervous system. So that is our fight and flight. And it means that we are in a state of alertness and hypervigilance, but probably also in a state of stress a little bit. And it's a place where we'd like to be. It's not a wrong place, because sometimes it's useful, but it's not a place where we'd like to be for longer periods of time. And it's also a place where we'd like to come back out to our green zone. But if you feel that you need to fight or flight, and something happens in your life that is not necessarily so physical, but you stay in that alert state, and all those hormones that have to do with that kind of don't come to conclusion because you're not actually fighting or flighting, then this gets too much. and our system goes into an overwhelmed state. And this is when we enter the blue zone. So we've moved from green to red and now to blue. And the blue zone is where we go into shutdown, where we freeze, where we become numb, and where we just take a step back and just go, okay, I don't know what to do anymore. I'm just gonna numb myself out and stop feeling. And so it's really important to kind of learn to figure out where you are before you start your yoga practice, because then I can also tell you a little bit what to do. So if you are in the green zone, you can do whatever you want because you are connected, you feel safe, there's time for exploration. You can turn to a meditation or a strong yoga practice or restorative. It doesn't really matter. You can just do what you feel like. If you are in the red state, then, and you are in your fight flight, then it is also still a little bit of a choice where you may just want to entertain that red energy a little bit with some practice. But I would also suggest definitely to move that towards stillness. Yeah. So at some point, your practice needs to slow down and you need to stop doing and start being and begin to feel yourself and begin to really step out of that hypervigilant energy. So if you are in the red zone and you just practice a strong vinyasa practice without a relaxation at the end, a proper relaxation or a meditation for you to drop down, you probably won't come out of that red zone. So, and then if you're in the blue zone, it gets interesting because you get to the blue zone through the red zone. So you've got green, you come through red, it becomes too overwhelming and we shut down. And to come out of the blue zone back to green, you have to move back through red for most people, I'd say for most all people. So that means if you are in a free state, if you're constantly tired, if you've numbed out, if you just don't know where to go with yourself anymore, then trying to go straight into your meditation or then trying to go straight into a yoga nidra or a very restful practice might not work for you. And that is because we still have so much energy of the red state left in us. So it's really important when you ask yourself the question, where am I? And the answer is, I'm in a numb state. I'm in a free state. Then do something active before you do something really relaxing and slow down. So that's, I think, the most important thing that I see people sometimes getting wrong, as in they're thinking they're doing it right because they're meditating and they're doing yoga nidra, but they're stuck in the blue zone in the fight flight and they forget they need to come back through red to be able to enter green, where they're back into a state of connection and relaxation. So, but asking yourself the question, even where am I and in what state am I, is already a question that comes from self-compassion. Yeah, so self-compassion is another technique that is really important these times, where you actually even take that moment where you go, okay, so where am I? Where am I? And I'd like to ask you that question right now, and I'd even like you to type in the answer when you know. So let's just all, just for a moment, close our eyes. Take a deep breath in. And exhale. And feel, where are you? Do you feel relaxed and comfortable and connected with a sense of curiosity and joy and rest, the green zone? Or do you feel tight and stressed and ready to kind of needing to do something and restless? So you are in the red zone. Or do you feel hardly anything? Are you just sort of numb, where you just don't know what to feel anymore? And you're just want to get out of that. You just want to feel something again, almost. You're just only tired. And I would really appreciate, once you know where you are, to give me a sense of where you are. And you can do that by writing it in the chat. And I will try and turn on, I think it's QA. No, not QA. Chat here. Let's see. So tense, tired, red, blue, blue, green. Great. So green. Well, that's wonderful. I got a few green ones. Okay, well, thank you for a little bit of red, Irabugabi, maybe green, but excited about projects. Yeah, tired, green. Thank you so much, everyone. So I've got an idea. And this changes moment by moment as well. And someone saying, I'm in green, but excited about projects, which is great. I'm actually in green, but I'm also a bit excited about presenting. So then you've got a little bit of a combination of green and red, and that can still be very beneficial, because in my case, it makes me not fall asleep or drop down into a deep meditation state and not be able to talk to you. And even there's a combination possible of green and blue, where you are relaxed, and blue is immobilization, and then you immobilize yourself really in a deep meditative state or spiritual state. So these combinations are possible, but so I am seeing definitely some people in blue and then some people in red. So what I propose to do now is that I'm going to show you something that will be super helpful if we are in blue. And I can tell you from experience that blue actually is a place in the nervous system right now that a lot of us go to with the pandemic stress, where we just feel we are being attacked, or there's a possibility of being attacked, and we can't really do anything about it. And then because that is overwhelm, and then we don't know what to do with all these fears, we get overwhelmed and we end up a little bit in a state where we just sort of try and just forget about it, and we go a little numb around it. And the whole problem is that when we press away, when we push away one emotion, and that could be fear or feeling, whatever it is you're feeling, you also push away and you numb out the opposite of the emotion. You cannot just push away one emotion. So then if you push away fear, you also push away happiness and connection and generally just feeling life and enjoyment. So it's really important to be there for our experience in life. So I'm going to ask you to stand up. So what we're going to do first now is do an exercise that you can do when you're in blue, when you're in the blue zone, to get you back through red to be able to enter green. And it's very super simple. So all you need to do is stand up, and I'm going to do that as well and see if I can. No, this doesn't work. So I'm going to have to turn this up a bit so you can see me. Let's see. Yeah, okay. So this is getting better. So, yeah, all right. So it's easy enough. So we stand up and we're going to start shaking, and we won't do that for very long, but shaking just gets that red energy up and going. It starts to move, so it can also then find resolution almost. So all that fight and flight energy has a way of coming out, and that's important. And then we can go back to green. So I'd like you to start shaking your right hand. And this is not a super yogic exercise, although a lot of us teach it, but it's a very simple, very quick thing you can do, even when you go to the bathroom, to get yourself out of a blue zone. Okay, so shake your right hand, shake your right elbow, and shake your shoulder, and sort of bounce a little bit, and try and shake out your whole arm, your whole right arm, and put a little bit of real effort into the hand, and then the whole arm, and then you do the same on the left. So shake the hands really quite strongly, then from the elbow and the shoulder, and again, the whole arm You can lean over a little bit to the left to make that happen. And then shake out both hands at the same time. And I'd like you now to begin to bounce. And you can see one knee bending and then the other. So I'm bouncing on my heels. So one heel lifts and then the other heel lifts. So it's like one heel at a time bouncing on. And it's important as well to take a few deeper breaths so that you also give a way out of that stressful energy. So I'd like you to really take a deep breath in and then go, ha, that's good. And I'm happy to see a few of you shaking with me. So deep breath in here and let it out, ha. And it's really important to make a little bit of sound with that. So inhale. And now you can bounce on both heels at the same time. So bounce along, lean a little forward so that you feel this reverberating in your shoulder joints. And then I'd like you to start shaking your waist out so you can have your elbows next to you. And you shake really quickly. I get a little closer, shaking out your waist, letting the organs in your belly to relax. Keep breathing deep and you feel your heart rate going up. And this is important because we're accessing the energy in red. So inhale deep and go, whew. Good. And then shake out one leg. Good. Shaking out the foot. And you shake it out from the hip. Really give it a good shake out your foot, loosely shaking out. And then you do the other leg as well. Wonderful. And then bounce around a little bit with both heels at the same time. Remember, we're really accessing some heart rate up. One deep breath. Shake out the hands another time. And then the final big shake is where we're going to imagine someone throwing over us a really big bucket of ice cold water. And I want the reaction, including the sounds, even if I can't hear you. So imagine, inhale deep. There comes the bucket and we go, shake it out. Let go of anything you want to get rid of. I think I'm removing my earring because that might make sound. And then we'll do that again. So inhale deep. Imagine that big bucket of water going, let it out, people. Shake it out. Let go of that red energy or the blue energy that's so present in our lives these days. And then when everything is alive, all the cells are awake, we can come back to stillness. Take a deep breath in. And out. In and out. Take your arms up, lift up from the waist, lift your arms up high, deep breath in, and drop. Wonderful. Good. Let's do that one more time. Inhale, take your arms up, lift the whole ribcage off the waist, inhale deep. And hold and drop. Wonderful. Good. Okay. And then I'd like you to come onto all fours. So we'll do a few more poses just to access that red zone so that the energy can move somewhere. And then when you're on all fours and you found a place, I'll just wait for a moment. And I might have to. Yeah, good. Then you can step your right foot forward, come into a lunge, and tuck your toes under and come up and lift the back knee up. And here it's important that we don't sink into the lunge. This is not about flexibility. It is actually about a readiness to take off because the red energy, the fight flight, has to do with, okay, I'm ready to run, yeah? So in this pose, it's important to be pliable, to be a bit bouncy, huh? So you can move a little forward and backwards. just to access that energy of ready to go and move a little from side to side and perhaps make little circles to get into the hips, but always with a lot of strength in your legs. Okay, and then we can do the other leg. So you can come through a down dog and step your other foot forward or through all fours. And here again, with the readiness to go. So we're not going down. You keep your belly engaged. You keep your hips a little up. You make a few circles. You move a little bit back and forth. And then you can change legs again. And now place both hands on the inside of the foot and go also a bit lower, but still, so lizard pose, and make a long line from heel to the back of the head, but still with an alertness. So this is the way we approach a pose, from which energy you want to approach a pose. And when we're trying to move back down to red to green, this is important. And then you can hop switch or any other way you want to bring your other leg forward. And again, with that readiness to go. And bear with me, huh? Because we're going to do stuff for the green zone in a moment. Okay, wonderful. A little lower, nice, close to the ground. And then we come and find our way back to a seated position. And I certainly feel a little heart rate here. And I hope you do too. And you also do this practice with the intention that that energy can come up and sort of move out. So yeah, I hope that felt good. So now we're going to take a twist. A simple twist done in a particular way can be also very helpful. So when we twist and we take our eyes through and over the midline, something happens. We activate in our brain a little area which is called pons, and the pons has everything to do with our ability to rest, to restore, to relax, and our ability to be aware. And this area can help us unwind tension in the body, but also unwind tension around a story or a difficult emotion. And it has the ability, just that pose with the eye movements, to do that. So let's practice that for a moment. You can just follow me. You can do this on a chair too. It's just a twist. So you can inhale and lift your arms up. And as you're exhaling, wonderful. You can turn to your right and have your right hand land somewhere and the left hand land somewhere on the leg. And we're not using our arms to push us further in the twist, okay? So look at me for a moment. We're now going to use our eyes with that. So as you're inhaling, you take your head as well over to the right and you take your eyes with you, and both eyes look at the right corners of your eyes. So you're really keeping your eyes open, looking over the right shoulder, stay in your own strength, don't rest in your arms so much. And now just connect to your breath. Gently inhale and exhale. And if you've got something, stay in the twist for a bit longer. If you've got something tight there, or if there's a story that keeps coming back to you that is difficult, just being there with your eyes all the way to the right and simply connected to your breath and the tightness that you're carrying, there is an opportunity for that to relax. So just stay. Keeping your eyes looking to the right corners of your eyes. Wonderful. And then gently inhale, come back, take your arms out and up. And we twist to the other side. So we twist to the left. Take your eyes with you straight away. Now both looking to the left corners of the eyes. And you're really keeping your eyes open, looking over the left shoulder, stay with that. And as you do that, simply connect to your breath and to how you feel. How do you feel? And don't think about how you feel, but make this an experience, a felt sense. And let your body, let your emotions unwind. And you can gently come back. Take your arms up once more. And as you bring your arms down, keep the length in the spine. Press the arms down, keep the length in the spine. And let's lift the arms up a few more times. Inhale, lift your arms and root down through the sit bones. And exhale as you press your arms down, length through the spine. Two more times. Feel the body. Don't think about this. This is simple movement. So it gives you the opportunity to feel instead. And exhale. Okay. And then you can begin to take a seat so we can meditate for a little. So now we're entering the green zone. I've taken you potentially from blue down to red and now sinking into green. So put something warm on if you need to. I'm so happy with you in the room. Thank you for that. And Rotem, even your name does me good. Thank you, everyone. So close your eyes. If that feels comfortable, also, you've got the choice, of course, to keep your eyes open with meditation. And if you keep your eyes open, maybe just sort of take a point a little in front of you that you can rest your eyes on. So you don't really focus, but they just rest. And allow yourself to settle deeply within your body. Take a deep in breath. And relax on the out breath. Let your body settle. Let it settle. And to help you relax the body, just take your attention to your eyes for a moment. If you feel your eyes are tight or tense, you could for a moment just open them wide, move your eyeballs around, and then let them relax back in. Or if they're relaxed already, you can just keep them closed. Relax your eyes, the area around your eyes, till deep within the brain. And then bring your attention to your mouth. And relax the mouth, the jaw. And especially the root of your tongue, let it go. And then softening your heart, your throat. And especially take a moment to relax around your belly and waist. Relax around your belly and waist. And then let gravity have you. Can you trust the support of the floor that is holding you and the earth underneath that? You need safety and connection to be able to really relax back into the green zone. So give the weight to the support of the earth and really feel the earth's solidity and stability. Allowing that stability and solidity, those qualities of the earth, to be revealed within you as well. By tuning into it, in the earth, you reveal them within you. Give yourself a moment. Let go and feel. And if you don't quite feel as if you're letting go, that's okay. But can you settle with an unsettled feeling? And that's possible. Your body does not need to be settled. Your mind doesn't even need to be settled for you to settle around it. So accept whatever unsettledness is there. Invite it in and welcome it. This is when we can truly begin to welcome our experience. Is once we've got a way back into the green zone, out of our survival brain, and feeling safe enough to be able to feel again. And then take a moment to feel your body as a whole, the felt sense of your body. Take a moment to tune into the felt sense of your body. When we allow ourselves to feel the body as a whole, we ground. The lower three chakras are activated. That are all to do with feeling safe, connected, and being present. And now tune into the heart. And from your heart, feel into the space around you, into the stillness around you. And don't think about the stillness. The stillness can only be felt from awareness. It is a bodily sensation. The mind can merely add to the stillness. The mind can only ever think about things. It can never feel. So unwind the mind, ungrip, and feel from the heart into the stillness. And allow that stillness to come back to you, to touch your heart. Revealing the stillness within. Gentle breath, feeling the stillness. And from this place of rest, begin to just leave everything alone. It's when you can reflect upon water. When water is left alone, it comes to stillness. And after having gone through the sympathetic energy, back to the stillness, now we can begin to just trust the intelligence of us within to come to stillness by just leaving stuff alone for a moment. Just be. Be there with a loving awareness, tuning into the stillness. And become totally disinterested in anything else. And just feel the real depth and texture of our experiences does not arise in the mind as an idea, but in the heart and in the body as a completely felt sense of what we are experiencing. Just be and feel. And rest effortlessly within yourself, leaving everything as it is to settle naturally. We meditate to develop an harmonious mind that is strong on concentration, mindfulness, and wisdom. So that can be that we can begin to gradually develop within ourselves the qualities of love, compassion, gratitude, and appreciative joy. And that we can come to a state of acceptance and equanimity. Let yourself settle effortlessly and deeply within the body, leaving everything as it is. And allowing yourself to feel your body. Whatever arises within, whether it's pleasant sensations, unpleasant sensations, or neutral, you can be with it. And we have to learn to be with it again. If we can be with our emotions, with our sensations, while remaining equanimous, with acceptance not being pulled either in aversion or in craving, this is when we heal the body and the mind on a very deep level. We start repairing. And this is what's been missing for a lot of us. It's just being able to be there for what we feel, tuning back in. And just allow it to be, welcome it. And if it becomes overwhelming what you feel, you can just become aware of the present moment and the breath. You could even open your eyes and see that you're safe. Little steps at a time, but remember when we push away and numb one emotion, we numb all of our emotions. So it's not the state we want. We end up in the blue zone. So take time for yourself to sit and invite feelings back. Invite the sense of aliveness back as a felt sense, as a texture within the body, a flavor within the body, not as an idea in the mind. And then take your awareness back to your heart. And from your heart, with gentleness, feel into your whole body. And allow some feelings of, some wishes of well-being to arise in the heart for yourself. And you can repeat with me in a very short loving kindness meditation. May I learn to love myself and listen to myself and appreciate myself. May I learn to be at peace with myself, the people around me, and the world as a whole. Because eventually this is what we're here for, is to become at peace with ourselves, the people around us, and the world as it is, not as we like it to be, but as it is. May I learn to love myself as I am right now. May I be peaceful and free of suffering. And may I be happy just to be. There's so much richness, and this human life is so precious and so hard to come by. Just feel the gratitude if it's there. And allow these well wishes now to extend to all beings. So may all beings, everywhere, in all directions without exception, may all beings everywhere begin to love themselves as they are, right now. May all beings everywhere become peaceful and free of suffering. And I know suffering, some suffering is inherent to life, but most of the suffering, up to 90 and more percent, is the suffering to ourselves from the mind. So may all beings everywhere without exception become free of suffering that we add to it with the mind. Bring the palms together in front of the heart. May all beings everywhere, in all directions, without exception, may all beings everywhere be happy, peaceful, and free of suffering. Inhale and exhale, bow your head to your heart. Also as a gesture for yourself, that you like to shift from doing to being, from doing to feeling, no, from doing to being and from feeling. Anyway, you've got the message. Bottles up now. Inhale, open your eyes. So basically, this was a practice to help you settle into being and into feeling. And I hope that that did this for you. And thank you so much, everyone, for joining me in that practice. And I'd love to take some questions now if they are there, or some comments or anything like that. And Shad will help me with that. Thank you. And if there's no questions, then I hope you are able to just enjoy being for the couple of minutes that rest us here, because If anything, if I can give you that, the rest within, to just be and enjoy life, that's all you need.
Thank you so much, Esther. That was a very, very beautiful practice, very powerful. I really, personally, really, really enjoyed it and felt it in my whole body and my heart and so many layers of my being. So thank you so much. And we have lots of wonderful comments coming in as well.
Yeah. Yeah. So nice. Thank you, everyone. So for me, remember to ask yourselves a couple of times a day, where am I? Where am I in my nervous system? As well, in this time, it is the most important question you can ask yourself. And then when you know where you are, and don't immediately say I'm green, really check whether, because green means there is a real deep relaxation embodied within your body. So go in and feel. And this takes time. I can see something coming by. Sometimes it's hard to feel okay inside my body. And this helped me settle today. Well, thank you. That is a big compliment. And I'm so happy I could help you with that. And if it's hard to feel inside your body, then that all you need is practice. So it's just a matter of doing it over and over again so that you rewire within the brain to be able to do that. So you just tune in and you ask yourself the question, how do I feel? And ungrip with the mind, sink into your body and feel deep within. And if you feel restlessness, you're red. And if you feel stress, you're red. And if you feel numbness and you feel nothing, you're not green, you're blue. Yeah. And that means you have to start activating yourself to get to green, where you can feel connected with an open heart and joyous. And yoga and meditation and the shaking are super helpful tools. And I really hope that this has helped you to use your yoga practice and your meditation practice a bit more intelligently to be able to come back to the green zone.
So somebody has a question. Rebecca is asking, how do you recommend resetting in an emergency medicine situation?
In an emergency situation?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, you might not be able to in an emergency situation. So that is really good to remember. When there's a real emergency, the fight and the flight are there too for a reason. And you might just need that to do what is needed in that emergency situation. It just means that as soon as the emergency is over, you need to shake it out. Yeah. And within the emergency, if you have a moment to pull out, to go to the bathroom, and you don't need to act, then shake it out already. And it's the shaking is a really important, again, it's an important thing. Animals do it, you know, when you see animals in the wild, having gone through a trauma or stressful situation, or my dog does something that he needs to do something that he really doesn't like, or whatever, you see, you go after. And that's his way to shake it off and to come back to neutral. And children do it. And as adults, we've learned to push that away, that ability. And so this is the quickest first aid kit that I can give you for an emergency situation. Shake it, shake it, shake it. Don't forget the deep breaths with it. Let it out. I hope that answer is helpful.
Yes, it's a great response. And also the sound that we did today, I think, was also very helpful. A lot of people sometimes will shake but they won't do the sound. And we need that because animals do that as well.
Yeah. Yeah. My dog goes. So it's really good to just go and really go. And that's just, so helpful.
Gabby is asking if you are red. Shaking makes you more red?
Oh, I haven't read that. Shaking makes you more red. Shaking moves you through the red. But I haven't read it. So who wrote that?
No, someone is asking that question. They wanted to clarify. So, No, it does not. Shaking does not make you more red. It takes you out of the red.
Yes, it will access the red, as in it will access the feelings that have to do with red, and especially the hormones like adrenaline and all that. But an adrenaline, when there's lots of adrenaline in the body and it hasn't anywhere to go because we go to shutdown or there is no fight or actual flight, then we get stuck with that feeling. And the shaking gives you an ability to work it through. And then afterwards, you have to do something to let yourself sink into green. That's why we did the twisting and also the meditation at the end. I hope that makes sense.
Yes, it makes perfect sense. It was a great journey and I really, really felt it. And I'm sure that a lot of people did. Aurora is saying, I like how very obvious things are not so obvious, like shaking until someone tells you. And Eileen is saying, thank you. This message came at the perfect time. So I'm glad that a lot of people enjoyed it.
And so, thank you all of you for being in the room with me, Rose and Eileen, Rich, I'm not sure which H, but Kate and Shaf, of course, and Gabi. Thank you so much. And everyone else who is here, thank you so much. Sorry, Shaf, back to you.
Thank you so much, Esther. It was a really great practice and it was a pleasure to have you. We're just going to pop into the chat some useful links. First, your website so that people can practice a bit more with you if they're interested, and I'm sure they will. And we also have the embodiment portal where you can watch this session for free for another 48 hours. So don't miss out on that opportunity. And if you're liking all of the speakers that we're having, like me, and you don't have enough time to watch everyone like me, you can also go ahead and buy the sessions at a discounted price until the end of the conference. You can buy either one stream or the whole library. So it's up to you. If you're interested in one topic, you can buy one topic and you get a lot of extra perks with it, like audio and lessons and a lot of very useful tips. And finally, if you'd like to join coffee breaks, where you can go and chat with everybody else who's attending the conference and have discussions about your experience and share tips, you can also go ahead and do that. You'll find the link for that. And that is everything. So just to wrap up, I'm going to hand it back to you, Esther, and ask you, what is your top tip for embodiment that you'd like to share with us today?
Top tip for embodiment. Feel. Ask yourself, what is going on inside of me? This is everything. This is everything that we're forgetting. Close your eyes for a moment. Take a sacred pause and ask yourself, what is going on inside of me? And then just leave that to be for a moment. Don't try and fix it. Don't try and push it away, but just leave it to be. Learn to be with yourself again. That's everything. The sense of being. Okay.
Perfect. Thank you so much, everyone. And Esther, it was a real pleasure to be here with you today. And have a great trip. And hopefully see you again soon. Thank you. And thank you so much, Kate, for being an incredible tech host and supporting us today.
Thank you both, Kate and Shaf, and everyone attending.
Okay. Bye.
Bye, everyone.